All right. What is happening right now is exactly the point of tonight. So I hate to kind of slow that down. I hope to provide some more time for that a little bit later. But I want to give our parents an opportunity to connect with each other. And I'm going to talk through a few things with you guys tonight. I am so thankful that you carved out time to be here. So before we start, I firmly believe that everything we do as a student ministry, as a church, needs to start, end, and all throughout have prayer. And so would you just join me in praying? Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight. I'm thankful for these parents and leaders who have committed to serving the church in this way, to partnering with parents and helping raise the next generation to love you and be amazed by you and give their lives to you. Lord, I pray that tonight our time would be beneficial. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen and give us wisdom on how to partner with each other. And Lord, ultimately, how to help these students to live out their faith. So, Lord, we're thankful for tonight, and we ask that you bless our time. Amen. All right. When you guys came in, hopefully you had a chance to get this handout. If you did not get a chance to get this handout, I have copies right here, and if anybody needs one, oh, Dan or Dawson or Truett. I think most of them got there. But anyway, I have a lot of information on here, and it's kind of like a bulletin. I'm just going to say, hey, read this later, because I would like to make better use of our time tonight. But I do want to draw your attention to a couple things on the backside, the more boring side, the less colorful side. Just as you guys as a family are planning your calendars and things like that, sometimes parents want to know, hey, what should I expect from a cost standpoint? What should I expect from a time standpoint for retreats? And so on that bottom right corner, I've kind of given you an idea of those dates. The reason that they're not nailed down yet is that there's a lot of scheduling conflicts and things that are kind of up in the air. But the fall retreat is a service retreat. So for those of you guys that are new to our student ministry, whether your children are freshmen or you're just new to the church in general, this is a retreat where it's not all fun and games the entire time. What we do is we are actually going and partnering with Spring Hill, just like we did a week and a half ago, in order for them to do gospel ministry. We help close down the camp for the year. That's a great benefit for them, as it is for us as well. We go down there. They generally provide lodging and food for us at no cost. It's been hard times for camps recently, so we that's why I kind of incorporate a little bit of cost there, and we're able to help with some of the costs of projects. So something new this year, though, with retreats. In the past, we've done it like a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which is great. However, this doesn't allow for many parents or leaders that have full-time jobs to be able to be involved with that. And so something that I'd like to shift to, or at least try out this year, I'd like to shift these dates that you'll see are mostly Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So what that allows is for parents or leaders that want to catch the front end of it, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or the back end of it, or maybe they have the flexibility to work either way. I just wanted to let you know that's new. Now, could that create an inconvenience for some of you that are trying to plan a vacation and you want to be gone for an entire week? Yeah, it does. But unfortunately, with the number of schools that we serve, I mean, we serve six different school districts, and they all don't line up with their spring breaks and fall breaks. And so this is one way this year that I hope to eliminate what happened last year, where our GCA students weren't able to come on the spring retreat, at least for the most part, because they were the school that didn't line up last year. So I wanted to point those things out to you. Spring retreat, same thing, going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's probably going to end up at Higher Ground, which is where we go every single year. But they have a quilting group there. And the quilting group has priority over us for certain facilities there, but I think we'll still end up there because it's actually the cheaper option, even though I know $180 to $200 is a very large cost. I never want cost to be a factor for why your student is not able to come to anything student-related. Please don't let that be the case. We have a lot of generous people. Not only do we have generous people, we also have scholarships available. If they're memorizing their verses, that's a great way to knock off a huge percentage of the cost of that. But I have parents, I have grandparents that regularly reach out and just say, hey, if there's a kid that wants to go to that, I want to cover the cost of that. And so please, 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 please. I have six kids. I can't imagine doing this all at the same time for some of you that have twins and things like that. That's a big cost. So anyway, I just throw that out there because I think it's important to discuss that. All right. So one of the things that I wanted to explain to you guys tonight is a shift in how we're doing parent ministry. Right? We have to be ministering to parents. Our student ministry philosophy here at LifePoint says, you know, our goal as a high school or as a church is to partner with parents and equip you to be the primary disciplers of your children. And while I think we do an excellent job of that, I've also met with most of you, many of you, one-on-one. And something I hear from time to time is parents saying, yeah, my student loves coming to student ministry. They're growing. They're doing these things. You know, just in the stage of life, things are really busy for us, and we're having a hard time connecting with other families, right? And so there's been some very good suggestions, but I think one place that we can start is, simply parental involvement. You guys heard me preach a couple weeks ago talking about that intergenerational discipleship. I think that parents are the most excellent volunteers that we can get and being invested in opening their homes to students throughout the week. And so I will talk a little bit about that. But the second part is, how do we stay connected as parents? Right? Oh, my kids are involved in this, and this. And so life groups are hard to get to. And it's like, so I want to create a life group mentality and the way that we're serving each other, praying for each other, praying for our students, because we need to be praying for our students, right? Right? So every the last Sunday of every month, we gather together as a church in the evenings for teaching, for prayer, and this month is a missions focus. And that typically meets from 6 to 7:15, and then there's some time of cookies and things like that. I want to challenge our families and leaders that on those last Sunday services, I want to use that 7:15 to 8 o'clock or 7:30 to 8 o'clock to simply meet in 102, 103, or another room, whatever Janet says I can do. And I want to be praying for our students. I want to use that time as parents, and I want to encourage you guys to come be here because the students will be here. And so this is a common time where we can come and pray for our students, pray for their salvation on the not so flashy side of this handout. You're going to see different ways that we can be praying for our students. Many of our students that are attending student ministry every Sunday night, they don't know the Lord yet. They may know the answers, and some of them know the answers, some of them don't. Some of them have been here for their entire lives. Some of them have been here for a couple weeks. And so we pray for the salvation of our students. We pray for their growth. Not growth in numbers. I don't care about that. I care about their spiritual growth, where they come in student ministry, and ultimately how they're graduating and being ready, as Jim just taught us, to plug into the church, to be a part of the church, and looking for ways to serve. So on the back of that, if you guys didn't see it a couple weeks ago when I was preaching, there was a student prayer handout. It's the exact same thing. I would encourage you to either, if you don't still have that little half sheet of paper, keep this and use it as a way to pray for your kids regularly, and pray for the entire student ministry. Okay. So, can I ask a question? It's on the not so flashy side of this. This is not a rhetorical question. What do you want most for your children? What are some things that you guys want for your children? Okay. Ownership of their faith. Walk. Okay. What else do we want to see? And that's a great answer, right? I think probably everybody's like, yep, that was mine. Okay, let's come up with some more, right? That's good. We want to see our students. You know, I just asked one of my seniors that graduated. I said, hey, well, you know, what happened over the last 4 years that really helped you? He said, you know, I knew the answers of what a Christian was, but by having adults invested in me, I now saw what to do and how to do it, right? You know, they were able to see the walk played out and able to start taking those steps. Because my goal as your youth pastor, this is now going into I finished my third year, so this is going into the fourth year, is to see them graduate from student ministry and not be dependent on any one of us, but be dependent on God's word and be walking in accountable relationships with other men and women that are going to help them continue to grow outside of student ministry. So to answer the question again, so what do you want most for your children? Okay, what else? What else do we want? I'm asking this because I want to know as your student pastor, what do you want for your students and how can I help? Okay. Recognize and embrace opportunities. And opportunities for what?
Serve.
Okay. Okay. Yes, Chad.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else? Church. What else? John. Love for life. A love for life. We want to see our kids embrace life, an abundant life, right? Okay. What do you think what does your child need most right now? From you? From a church? What is your child? Shamra, I'll start with you. Big one. Encouragement's a big one. What else? Yes, Miss Appleby. Yeah, and in all transparency, we do want those deep friendships. And for our students, we hope that the church is able to provide those deep and productive and healthy relationships. But I'm going to let you in a little secret. I'm a sinner, and I will fail you. Our youth group is full of a bunch of students and leaders that are sinners, and we will fail you. But we pray together that we will continue to keep our eyes pointed to Christ. We will faithfully continue to teach the word, knowing that God's word will accomplish all that it was purposed to do, just as the rain and the snow fall to ground and water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, right? God's word will accomplish all that it was purposed. So I do, I pray for that too. Deep relationships that will allow students to be accountable with each other in a way that's going to point them to a long-lasting relationship with Christ. I know that was like a little aside and it was kind of a Debbie Downer, but it's the truth that knowing that we are doing our best to provide a very safe environment for your students. But this is why we need parent involvement. And we need, as parents, to humble ourselves sometimes and realize that I still have a lot to learn as a parent, and that my parenting style might be different from your parenting style. And while that's okay within our home, we are edifying each other, encouraging each other, and we have each other's back, and we are trying to point these children to the truth of God's word. So why is everybody here tonight, right? I wanted to introduce you to a few of the leaders are here tonight. Again, I give leaders, I don't give them the summer off. I say, hey, if you'd like to take the summer off, take the summer off. I don't give them anything. But anyway, if you are a student ministry volunteer in the past or in coming in the future, would you just stand up for a second? Just so I can kind of like point out who like for parents, these are some of the people that are investing in your kiddos. Right now we've got 18, at last count, 18 committed adults that are kind of, you guys can sit down, thank you. Actually more than 18, because I've got 18 adults, I don't know. And then I've got college students as well, or recent graduates that are going to be coming back that want to be invested in your students. But I think that parent ministry, going to the colorful side of how can you help, right? Maybe God is not yet calling you with your schedule to be here every Sunday night and be invested as a small group leader. Well, I hope that you could be someday and that you may be prayerfully considering that, and I would love to have a conversation with you about what that would look like. There are a myriad of other ways that you can be serving this church and the student body. So again, last Sunday of every month, we're going to be meet for prayer, to pray for the students. It would be great if God is laying on your heart that yep, I want to be in charge of that. I'm gonna create the list of parents if you're interested in attending that, and communicating out and structuring what that prayer time looks like. I would love to have a parent that would do that, right? And so that's one way that's not even on this sheet. But also your child is going to be in a small group. The small group leaders, whether it's two or three in each group, are investing in the students on Sunday nights. And it is my prayer as we continue training and casting vision for what this next year looks like, that they will make strong efforts to connect with your students throughout the week, to provide that encouragement. But it doesn't stop there. I think that our parents of the students that are in that small group can also be organizing with the leaders, hey, can I host something at my house for this small group? Having children into your home, building those connections, because there are a lot of students that attend this student ministry who don't have a mom or dad in the home. They haven't seen what a healthy family looks like. They haven't seen what a healthy marriage looks like. And so we are able to provide opportunities for not only your students' friends or your child's friends, but also, on the flip side, I would like to see this extend to like, hey, you know, I want to invite, you know, everybody in your small group over to hang out. And, you know, parents, why don't you come too? Like, that would be an ideal thing. That's the vision where I'd like to see us going towards, because if I haven't said it enough already, anytime we have a student ministry event, whether it's Frisbee or prayer at 6 a.m. or canoeing and kayaking and hiking, sorry, we didn't canoe. Y'all are invited, right? I would love to have that conversation with you of saying, hey, if you've got the availability, please come, because I want these students to be poured into by more people than just myself. So hosting a hangout after youth group, that's another really, really neat way to allow the students some time to fellowship, and they enjoy that. So that's on the colorful side. Sometimes, many of you guys, maybe you have a pet in the home, and you at 6 a.m. in the morning, they go, yep, 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 yep. Wouldn't be a good thing to host a prayer meeting in your home, but you really like to cook and provide food. I'm looking at the Beltzes because God bless you. You provided so much food for us this year, and I thank you for that. If you just want to provide food for an event, that would be great too. Transportation, and lastly, small group volunteers. I did just say we have a lot of student ministry volunteers. I believe that more is better. The more, I could do an org chart here, but the more volunteers we have, the more one-on-one time we get with the students, or the closer and deeper and more meaningful relationships they are. And so, what's our priority for student ministry? To partner with you, to help equip you. And one of the ways that we're going to start to do that is not only to meet for prayer, but I'd still like to do the quarterly parent meetings where it's a particular topic that you guys would like to hear about, how to deal with a teenager that is, you know, struggling in this area, whether it's, you know, technology or whatever the topics may be. I wanted to provide for that. But our student ministry is committed to teaching the word, memorizing scripture, praying together, encouraging one another to live out our faith with grace and love, and seeking opportunities to share the gospel. You guys know I enjoy playing Frisbee, but the same three questions every single week. Who's had a chance to share the gospel? Who's memorizing scripture? And how can we pray for each other? It's consistent. They know what to expect. And that's why we meet, right? So in the home, I pray for you guys often, and that you'd be demonstrating to your children what is expected of them. Many of you guys I gave this book to. If you did not yet get this book, I've got 10 copies left. Please take one. And I don't have time tonight to really dive into all of this, but this is a great book that I'm requiring or encouraging all of our student ministry volunteers to read, because this casts a great vision for how we are going to continue to plug in and win the next generation for Christ. And we've got to be holding them with holiness. Your holiness, your pursuit of holiness, your view of God is paramount, right? It is very important. And so without that, we ought not to be serving. There are some of us that have a desire to serve, but we have to prioritize our relationship with God first. So I can't just have someone serving that is just serving for a good time. We are serving because we're serving the King. So I have so much stuff that I'd like to talk about, but let me just open this up for questions from parents. Like, what are some things that you guys are wondering about for your students? Questions about the student ministry. And then also, you know, things that we are doing that are going, that's going well, and some things that you think we could possibly, that would benefit our student ministry if we considered adding to it in the future. So just broad open Q&A, let me know. Yes, Shamra. That's a great idea. That's great. You guys know what Joy Fellowship stands for? Just older youth. That's what they tell each other. Just older youth. So yeah, there is a connection there. And that is something that's on my radar. So thank you. Yeah. What else, guys? As parents, what's important to you? What do you want to talk about? How can I be serving you all? Yes, Ms. Piper.
Yes.
Service projects. Yes, we try to provide ample opportunities so far for ways to do, like a Spring Hill Serve Day, a service retreat, things here and there. This is another great area for a parent to step up and just say, hey, I want to be in charge of that. Because I get calls two or three a month. Hey, I've got this service opportunity. And while it would be great to say, hey, high schoolers, go do this, I still think it needs some oversight. So if there was a parent that wanted to be, hey, oh great, you wanna have some teenagers come help you lay mulch or something like that, contact Dawson. Sorry, I'm not putting you on the spot. Contact Dawson, Dawson will rally a team to do that. Or you know, Matt Pierce or Mr. McNichols or whatever. I don't know who that is. But that would be, that's great. I think that we need to be serving and being the hands and feet of the church. So I know that many families are in different situations. While some may have a lot of free time and others may have their schedules already filled, and it might be hard to get your child to one activity or another. I want you to know that I have the schedule set up in such a way to give them opportunities to grow, to learn, to fellowship. But I certainly do not, you know, even encourage that a student attend every single thing, because I think family time is incredibly important. So for my leaders and for my marriage as well, I tell them, hey, my leaders, like, if something's going on in your marriage, stay home. Take care of your marriage. That's the most important thing. If our marriages are failing, we have no business being here, right? If we have a child that's struggling, they need some extra time. Focus on your child, right? So I'm committed to that as well. I wish I would have. I told my wife about this a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh, I want to have a jar and these different things, the rocks in your life, right? And these are my priorities. And in order to add another priority, I have to take something out, right? But the only way to expand the ways that we serve these students, like my jar is only this big, right? How do we make our jar bigger? I can't make my jar bigger, but we can as a student ministry, since this ministry doesn't revolve around me, it revolves around all of us and our students. If we're all chipping in, we are able to accomplish more, which is again what the message was about tonight. One of the things that a church is able to do, pool resources to serve this body. So I have an open door at my house. I also love to get coffee, breakfast, lunch. I love to meet with you parents one-on-one. If you have prayer requests for your students that you don't want to share in a larger group, but you would prefer to share one-on-one, please do that. I've got a list on my phone, and every morning at 9 a.m., I have a reminder that goes off, and I pray for it. And so if there are things that you guys want me to be praying for you specifically, please do that, because I will. I'm committed to that. I'm committed to being your student pastor, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to do that. It's 8:02. Feel free to stick around, mingle. That's the point of all of this, for you to build relationships with other parents. In a perfect world, I would have had each of you stand up and say, hey, I'm the parent. I'm Dylan's mom and dad back there. Dylan's an awesome freshman that I've really got to enjoy getting to know this year so far. Or, you know, birthday girl over here, Heidi, has made time on her birthday to come be a part of this parent meeting because I said, Heidi, stay home. It's your birthday. And she's like, no, I miss some of these people. It's a good chance for me to reconnect. I'm like, like, I just got goosebumps. That's the point of this, right? We want our parents to be connected to each other. So please do that. If you have questions, please come talk to me personally. I love you guys. Let me dismiss this in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to gather together. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage each other all the more as we see the day approaching. Lord, help us to do that. Help us to be the church as represented in Acts chapter 2 and how we were breaking bread together and doing things together and gathering and praying and taking care of the needs of each other. Lord, I envision that is what we can accomplish here. So help us to do that. Help us to have wisdom to know the things that we should prioritize and the things that that may need to take a back seat for now. But Lord, your word and the souls of man, those are important. Those are eternal. And so Lord, help us to invest wisely in those things that are valuable to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you for life. Amen.